is so very, very simple. It's almost embarrassing, but I'm not embarrassed, amen, to preach the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. John chapter 10, verse number 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the enemy. That's why he came. But there's a dot, dot right there. It goes on. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. I believe that Jesus Christ has already given me the best life that I could ever have. Amen. And if I'm able today, I'd like to convince you that this is the good life. Amen. That living for God, this is the good life. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We're asking even now, Lord, that your anointing, God, that your presence, Lord, that your glory, Lord, that your favor, Lord, would be upon this people. Help me, God, to say of you, and Lord, help us to receive it. I pray your hand, God, even upon us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. This certainly is not a new topic. This thing is just so simple. It's just so true. Amen. Would you hand me my bottle of water right there? I'm still having a little tickle in my throat, and I'm probably going to need that. The world is full of lies. The world wants to convince people that they got to go out and sin to have fun. The world wants to convince people that, you know, being a drunk is good for you. That's just a lie from the pit of hell. You know, the world wants to convince you to smoke cigarettes, give you lung cancer, and that's going to make you cool. No, that'll make you dead. It's just the world is so full of lies. But if you will experience what Jesus Christ has for you, if you will just give in and let God direct your life, He will give you the good life. And then it gets better. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, to the world, the good life is defined by money, perhaps, or education. Or if you want, you got to get a college education. Well, even more than a college education, you need Jesus. The accumulation of things, the personal relationships, the even looks. You know what? All of that does not equal the good life. Amen. You need Jesus. Amen. It is not so with the child of God. I have known people who are living for God that are living the good life. A number of those people are uneducated, and yet God's given them a good life. Amen. Some relatively unknown people, and still they're living a good life. Some of these people are poor beyond our society's recognition. Living in a hogan, you know, log circular building with a dirt floor, but loving God and living a good life. Amen. A long life, a wealthy life, the party life, a disorderly life, a cushy life, they are not automatically a good life. Ben Franklin said, a long life may not be good enough, but a good life is long enough. Amen. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I hope it's a long, long time more. I don't have any, you know, bad stories to tell. I've got good stories to tell. My God has been good to me, my friend. My God has healed my body. My God has blessed my soul. My God has provided every need that I have. God has blessed my home. He's blessed my wife. He's blessed my children. He's blessed my grandchildren. God has blessed my home. God blesses our church family. My God is a good God. And this, my friend, is the good life. Man, I got to convince somebody to share how good God is. Amen. You got to tell somebody just how good God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you are living for God, the good life is not determined by the accumulation of things. So many times things get in the way. I got to take my boat out. If your boat gets in the way of you going to church, get rid of the boat. Praise the Lord. And that could go for a whole bunch of other things too, by the way. I'm not against boats. There's one my grandkids play in my backyard. It don't ever see the water. Unless it rains. You know what? I am living the good life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am living the good life. Amen. This is the good life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. A good life is determined by our relationship with God. It really is. Praise the Lord. I had seen a little article about this golfer. He's an NBC sports analyst. Apparently he just last week got put out of his sports analyst. But Paul Azinger recovered from chemotherapy early in his career. And he returned to the PGA Tour, a professional golfer. He did pretty well. He won 12 times. That's pretty good for a professional golfer. But he said that bout with cancer deepened his perspective. He wrote, I've made a lot of money since I've been on the tour, and I've won a lot of tournaments. But that happiness is always temporary. The only way you will ever have true contentment is in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it doesn't matter how many people are clapping for you on the green. It doesn't matter how many millions of dollars they've given you as prize money. All of that fades pretty quickly. But when you have Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. A good life is a result of living for God with all your heart, with your mind, with your soul, and with your strength. Given everything that you are or ever hope to be to Jesus is a good life. My pastor in Virginia, Brother Hall, he's gone on, but he will always have a special place in my heart. He said it often, it's hard to live for God if you live easy. But it's easy to live for God if you'll live hard. Amen. You know, your decisions in life. You know, oh, that's a hard choice for me. You know what? When you live for God hard, when you choose to worship, when you choose to give, when you choose to pray, when you choose to go, and when you choose to be a child of God, choices become easy. It's not a hard choice if I'm going to go to church or not. If the doors are open, I'm going. Amen. Unless I'm just not able to come. You know, there has been instances that, you know, I've been on the other side of the country perhaps, or I'm laying in a sick bed, not hopefully. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Amen. And this is the good life. Amen. D. Martin Lloyd Jones, he wrote this. They alone are truly happy who are seeking to be righteous. Yay, cough drop. Thank you very much. Leave it right there. Amen. They alone are truly happy who are seeking to be righteous. But happiness, if you put happiness in the place of righteousness, you will never get it. If you are always looking, doing, wanting to be happy, I just want to be happy. You know what? You're going to be miserable looking for happiness in all the wrong places. If you're looking for happiness in a boyfriend or a girlfriend or in money or in dope or in drugs or in riches or in fame or in... The list just goes on. If you're looking for happiness in any of those places, you're going to be sadly disappointed. But if you'll go want and desire to be righteous and to be right with God, guess what? You will find happiness. You will find what you need, what you're looking for, what your being is craving for is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It's only in knowing God that we can have joy in time of sorrow. Amen. Peace in the midst of a storm. Hope in the face of despair. And laughter in times of lament. Contentment when doing without. I remember eating, you know, pea soup with no meat in it. Cupboards pretty bare, you know, and just barely scraping by. And I ain't got money to buy diapers, but you know, my little small children, so this was years ago now. But that was some of the best times in my whole life. Amen. When I knew that God was going to help me. When I knew that God was going to help me with these kids. I knew that God was going to help me with my wife. I knew that God was going to bless my family. And He has. God has given me a good life. You want to figure out how to help your family? Serve the Lord. Amen. Serve the Lord. That will help your family. Amen. Paul wrote Philippians in chapter 4, verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Amen. You do not have to have a new car to be content. You do not have to have a giant bank load of money to be content. Amen. You can be content in Jesus Christ, in the Lord your God, in serving Him with all of your heart. Praise the Lord. No other relationship in life can provide you with such strength, with joy, with hope, with healing, with happiness. As you will find in knowing Jesus Christ. None of the other things even compare. C.S. Lewis wrote, God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from Himself. Because it is not there. There is no such thing. Amen. If I would just get this thing, I would be happy. No, that brand new car is going to rust into a pile of junk after a while. Amen. You live in Connecticut. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I could get all bent out of shape if I was dependent on my stuff to make me happy. Oh, my truck got a scratch on it. I don't worry about that no more. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Praise the Lord. Somebody bumped into it in the parking lot. There's a little scrape on the side. Well, I'll wash that off later. Wash that off later. You know what? God's still good. Don't let the happenings in life take your joy. Don't let what God is doing in your life be dampened by the mundane of this life. Amen. You know what? The things that happened in this life are going to pass. I'm going to get over all of those things that happen. You get sick. You know what? I'm going to get better. You know what? If I got a bill, oh, God's going to help me pay it. You know, or I got this other thing, and God's going to help me fix that too. And God's going to help me in every aspect of my life. Amen. And this is the good life. There's no other. What I would rather. Do you think I would, if I look back at my life, would it have been better if I just continued drinking and drugging? No way. No way. My life would be a ditch. My life would have been a wreck. If I continued down that path, everything would have been a catastrophe. I don't want no part of that. Thank you, Jesus, for the good life. For the good life of living for God. Amen. I got one from the history book here. Thomas Jefferson wrote. And, okay, this is with a grain of spice on it. 10 rules for a good life. Now, this is from Thomas Jefferson, not King James. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Never trouble another for what you can do yourself. 3, never spend your money before you have it. Ouch. We pause right there. Never buy what you do not want because it is cheap. Pride costs us more than hunger, thirst, and cold. Never repent of having eaten too little. 7, nothing is troublesome that we do willingly. 8, don't let the evils which have never happened cost you pain. There's a whole bunch of stuff people worry about. They ain't never going to come to pass. Don't worry about that. 9, don't go looking for trouble. 10, when angry, count to 10 before you speak. If very angry, count to 100. Praise the Lord. James S. Hewitt, another little quip I found, wrote his own 10 rules of happiness. Rule 1, go out and do something for someone else. And then he said, repeat it 9 more times. How about this? It It's from Sunday school. It's been around a long time. J-O-Y. Joy. This is what it means. Jesus first. Yourself last. And others in between. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get it in your head. Jesus promised. In the second half of our opening verse, John 10:10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. If you will just give yourself to your walk with God, if you will determine in your life that Jesus Christ is going to be the most important thing in my life, if I will serve the Lord with all of my heart, my mind, and my strength, God will give me the good life. Amen. You know, some people would say, well, you have to give up so much to live for God. You don't have to give up anything that the devil ain't going to take away from you. You know, those people that are just foolish and unknowing and living a lie. Oh, well, we're going to have a Budweiser in hell together. You know what? There ain't no beer in heaven. I mean, no beer, right? No beer in heaven. No beer in hell either. Honest, I haven't had a Budweiser in 50 years. Been a long, well, I've been 50, but a long time. You see, He did not come to make us miserable. His purpose in saving us was not to make us unhappy. Or He didn't come to withhold from us that which would make us happy. Psalm 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. God wants to give you good things. Jesus wants to bless your life. God wants you to live this good life. Praise the Lord. The most important thing I have gained by living for the Lord is yet to come. Amen. It's this promise of eternal life. Amen. That we will live forever with Him. Amen. It's going to... All of the good... And I'm telling you, God has done good things in my life. I'm thankful for what God has done in my life. I live a blessed life. But the good part hadn't got here yet. It gets better in the life to come. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by men came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. It is in Jesus Christ that we have hope of everlasting life, that we have hope of a resurrection, that we have hope of being born again, that we have hope of this good life. Christianity should be the happiest Christianity should be the happiest life known to mankind. Amen. Not the party life, not the wealthy life, no, not the political life, no, not even in an election year. I wonder how much happier we would be if we would start to see the good that God has done all around us, instead of focusing on all the bad things in the world. If you're looking for bad things, you don't have to look very far. It's really easy to see bad things in our world. Amen. But in my life, it is so easy to see the goodness of God. The goodness of God is so blatantly obvious. It is so just right before us. It is always around me. It's before me and beside me and behind me. He's above me and below me. He's all around me. Amen. The goodness of God is forever there. Just recognize how good God is. Amen. Samuel Johnson said, happiness has to be cranked up. Trouble is a self-starter. Don't go looking for trouble. In fact, trouble sometimes finds us when we're not looking for it. But God is good anyhow. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 6, verse 8, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Amen. Praise the Lord. Happiness is not having what you want. It's wanting what you have. Amen. Happiness is not doing what one likes, but it's in liking what you do do. Amen. Happiness is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with it. Amen. W. Clement Stone said, there is little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it's positive or negative. Everybody's got an attitude. I hope you have a good one. Amen. I hope somebody smile at me, will you? Come on. God is good. God is good all of the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Robert Schuller wrote, it takes but one positive thought when given a chance to survive and thrive to overpower an entire army of negative thoughts. Amen. You know, that principle has got a biblical base. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8 says this, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Man, get your mind out of the gutter. Think, Pastor, the devil's been attacking me. Why don't you say, Pastor, God has blessed me. Amen. Yeah, I know the devil's attacking me. Don't even think about that. That don't even matter. The devil cannot stop God. The devil cannot oversee God. God is greater than the devil is. There is no comparison. I don't want to think about the devil attacking me when I know that God has blessed me. My God is for me. My God is with me. No comparison.
Why do I want to dwell on what the devil's attacking me?
You know what? Get your mind on the positive things of God. This is the good life. Amen. My God is still good. Praise the Lord. Some people who claim to be Christians give Christianity a bad name. You know, always down in the mouth, talking bad things. Or lip dragging on the ground, looking sad all the time. Oh, poor, woe is me syndrome. You ever heard that? You ever heard that story? I don't want to tell it to you. I'm going to hold that story back. You don't want to hear it anyway. I'll tell you the truth. I don't want to hear it anyway. I still do, though. Some people are so negative that when they walk in the room, it seems like the light got turned out. I do not like to hang around negative people. Amen. I want to hang around people who love Jesus. Amen. I want to hang around people who know God. Amen. You know, that's one of the reasons why I think it's really good to go to men's conference. Amen. Because men get to hang out with men that know Jesus. Amen. It's uplifting to be around people who love God. I like to meet people like Brother Gaddy. I like to meet people who are going to preach the word with power and with substance and with effect in my life. And it'll put faith in my soul. It'll help me to live for God. Those are positive things. And it's a part of this good life. Amen. Those negative words, people talk bad and they leave you feeling depressed and defeated. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. The devil is attacking you. Actually, God is for you. Amen. If you'll just open your eyes and see just how good God is, it will supersede what the devil is trying to do to tear you down. What God is going to do is lift you up. Amen. A pessimist can hardly wait for the future so they can look back with regret. A pessimist is one who feels bad when he feels good, for fear that he'll feel worse when he feels better. I had to write that down just so I could say it. That just makes no sense to me. Pessimists break mirrors just to think that they will live another 7 years. Pessimists say that anytime things appear to be going better, you have surely overlooked something. Anyway, Webb Garrison wrote, "Faith is positive, enriching life in the here and now. Doubt is negative, robbing life of glow and meaning." I'll tell you, don't give the devil credit for anything. For nothing. I don't want to give him. No, I know I've been attacked by Satan, by the devil, okay? By demons. But I don't want to give credit to them. I want to give glory to God. Because he preserved me. Because he helped me. Because he delivered me. Amen. Because God lifted me up. I'm telling you, this is the good life. Living by godly principles is best for my family. Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and now am old. I kind of like that verse now. I feel like I'm wearing it. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm telling you, the people who love God, who are faithful to God, you will see the blessing of God in their life. 100% of the time. Every time. All the time. God is faithful. Living by godly principles is best for my health. For my mental and my physical. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Praise God. I feel stronger just preaching about him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Living for God, by God's principles, it's best for my community. Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. I tell you what, I am living the inheritance of living for God. Amen. It is the good life. Praise the Lord. God has been good to me. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Musicians, come. A bad day living for God is better than the best day that the devil has ever had. Amen. The enemy cometh not but for to kill and to destroy. You know, some people are foolish enough to believe that happiness comes by enjoining themselves to an ungodly lifestyle or to a party life or to other things in this generation. I'll tell you what. Your life, living for God, will bless everyone around you. Amen. Everyone around you will see the blessings of God on your life. Amen. A Japanese proverb. First the man takes the drink, and then the drink takes the man. That was no more. Stand with me. Why don't you just with me thank God for this good life. Lord, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Lord, I worship you. I adore you. Lord, I magnify you, Lord.